The Path to Authenticity is brought to you by GIA Miami. Founded by world-class mental health experts, GIA provides advanced care for difficult-to-treat conditions, including anxiety, medication-resistant depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Using state-of-the-art methods, GIA can help people recover from conditions when more traditional approaches can't. Dr. Antonello Bonci has assembled an expert team serving international clientele in a modern and resplendent Miami setting. If you or someone you love is suffering from depression, anxiety, OCD, or other mental health concerns, call GIA at 833-713-0828. You can learn more about GIA by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting GIAMiami.com.
Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of this show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are. First time here, thanks for checking it out. If not, thanks for coming back. I'm Tom Gentry, and this is The Path to Authenticity. Episode 188 for August 16th, 2022. I thought I'd do just a little check-in this week. I mentioned last week that I started a Substack account and a publication called Carrying the Fire. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes if you're up for subscribing to that. There will be content that's free to everyone, probably once a month. I'm also going to start publishing some excerpts from this book that I'm writing, which is about manhood, men in our relationships with our emotions, with ourselves, men in intimacy. And I just thought I'd comment on that a little bit, something that's been on my mind a lot lately. Also, I'm just getting ready to wrap up the last two episodes for season one of Men Who Talk with my friend Ed Tilton. And we're in the planning stages of Season 2, starting to look at topics. And just a few that I've considered. One of them is, what do you do when you feel insecure? And I think a lot of times as men, especially in relationships with women, we get our buttons pushed And if we're not in tune with ourselves emotionally, if we don't know what's going on and our insecurities come up, a lot of times we resort to posturing. Puff out our chests, you know, act intimidating, be pissy. So yeah, what do we do when we feel insecure? What's it look like to handle that in a healthy way? And also that we all get insecure sometimes about some things. So given the fact that in general, we resist our emotions, we think we're not supposed to have emotions that make us feel vulnerable, especially, then we think something's wrong with us when we feel insecure. And then we react from a place of fear. So I think that'd be a good topic. Another one is, you know, I mentioned, I feel like really all of this stuff, all the issues around manhood, intimacy, all of it boils down to our relationship with self. You know, if we're ignoring our emotions, we have a fractured relationship with self. We're ignoring that part of ourselves. So what does it even mean to have a relationship with yourself? I think that would be a good topic. Then the other one that's just been kind of on my mind lately, and I came to a conclusion over the last couple days about my value system and an important part of it. And that topic is, how do you treat women? As men, how do we treat women? And just in conversations, especially over the last few days, hearing other people's experiences in relationships and stuff like that, it's brought up a lot of anger and disappointment in other men. And I realized that those feelings come from a deep place in me. And if you've listened to the show, you know, I have 5 sisters. I'm the youngest of 8. So they made significant impressions on me. I watched how they were treated by men and the unfairness of that at times. And it sort of shaped me in some ways, my outlook. And it sort of helped me establish ideas about who I wanted to be in relationship with women. Have a great mom. You know, I've been a guy, I've had lots of female bosses over the years. And, you know, I grew up in an atmosphere with some misogyny going on. And obviously it's in our culture. Misogyny, male privilege, patriarchal norms. So obviously I have it, you know, it's always been in the atmosphere that I grew up in, but, you know, I always felt a sense of unfairness for women. And, you know, I just realized over the years, I really love women. I love women. I love the energy they bring to the world. I love the nurturing, you know, the touch they bring to our homes and our lives. You know, I've never been the guy who made stereotypical comments about women. And it just, when I hear other guys do it, I just kind of, yeah, whatever, sort of roll my eyes, either covertly or overtly or whatever, but I don't get sucked into that kind of stuff. And I do. I really love women. And so when women are mistreated, or I hear stories of how women have been mistreated by men, like, for example, one of the first episodes I did of the podcast was with Sari Rudin. Look up at Sari Tales, SareyTales, on Instagram. And as soon as I discovered her, you know, it was before I started the podcast. And when I came up with the idea of doing it, I knew I wanted to interview her because I felt like I needed to shine a light on this. And what she does as an artist is documents the mistreatment she experiences by men at the hands of men on dating apps. The most hateful, vile things that people say to her in the most casual ways. And I know, you know, being a single guy, I know that dating apps can really be a nightmare for women. And we're not even talking about the unsolicited dick pic things. just in how women are treated. Disrespect. And a lot of times that comes out when she expresses disinterest. A woman says, I'm not really interested, or doesn't respond to messages, or whatever it is. And then the hatred and the judgment. And, you know, there are some of these, some of the work of Sarah, you just see where the hatred just builds and builds and builds. And, you know, it's just so discouraging. And I love that she's shining a light on the way men mistreat women. A lot of it also just sort of goes along with privilege. You know, guys feel like they deserve a response if they reach out to a woman, even if she's not engaged with them. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing with the date. If he asks her out, she says no, and who the hell are you to say no to me, and, you know, all that BS. But what I realized about all this is, for me, if you're a man who mistreats women, I don't have a whole lot of use for you. I just don't. And I think if you want a measure of whether it's a good man or not, watch how he treats women. Watch how he talks about his mother and his sisters and his female friends, you know, past relationships. Listen, read between the lines, pay attention. To me, you can't be a good man if you mistreat women. And we all make mistakes. And I've, you know, I'm not perfect. I mean, I had to learn a lot in my early adulthood about how to treat people. But, you know, I've always been kind to people and always treated women with love, even if it was a love interest and it wasn't reciprocated. You know, I might have had a hard time letting go. I might have been hurt, but I never took it out on them. And to me, when a man mistreats a woman, especially like pressuring her in the bedroom or talking down to her, any of that stuff, I mean, it's just it's just extremely disappointing to me. And I look down on guys who do that. I do. And so I want to figure out how to incorporate this idea into this book I'm writing. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff out there about that. You know, there are guys out there online telling guys, if you want to be successful in dating, you got to treat women like shit. You know, I've seen, there's one guy who lives in Romania who's become really, really, influential on TikTok and Instagram. I don't know his name, and I wouldn't repeat it if I did, but he just spews hatred about women. You know, basically just tells guys they need to treat women like shit. That's the gist of it, you know? And his thing is basically, as long as you do that, you're going to be okay. But this whole patriarchy thing, male privilege thing, in order for us as a society to move past that, I mean, the first thing we need to do as men is be more accepting of women, be more supportive of women, be more loving to women, hold ourselves accountable for our own feelings and not project our insecurities onto women. Be aware of how we're talking to women, of how we treat women. And if we see other guys mistreating women, call them out. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that I feel very strongly about. How good a man can you possibly be if you treat women like shit? That's one of the reasons why I always had issues with Donald Trump. He treats people like garbage. He treats women worse than others. And speaking of politics, as men, we've been trying to run the show for millennia. Maybe it's time to let women take the reins. Maybe love needs to reign. Maybe nurturing spirit needs to reign. And for women to have power doesn't mean men are weak. And I think a lot of times, unfortunately, with men and women in relationships, that's how guys get it twisted. They don't want the women in their lives to take a powerful posture with them, to own their power, because then what does that say about them? That's how they look at it. If she's strong, I must be weak, which is ridiculous. And a lot of guys just can't tolerate being around strong women. They just don't like it. Immediately, you know, vilify them. So, yeah, that's something I want to explore. How do we treat women and what does that say about us as men? So, check out my Substack. I haven't published anything on there yet, but I have a couple pieces in the works. I have drafts that I haven't posted yet. I'm going to start publishing on there. And if you have ideas, what you'd like to hear about as it pertains to manhood or anything else really for the path to authenticity. But right now, I'm particularly focused on men's issues. I have been for a long time. But when I started this podcast, I didn't want to be pigeonholed into a podcast about men and manhood. I wanted it to be a bigger conversation. But nonetheless, I am honing in on it more and more as time goes on. And the timing is good because I'm really getting clear on my ideas, on my beliefs, and what I want to teach. So if you have anything you want to hear about pertaining to manhood in season 2 of Men Who Talk, let me know. Reach out to the show. If you know anybody who would be a good guest, let me know. I'd love to hear who it is and get any input from you. So, got a lot of good stuff going on in my life. I really, really do. Everything's kind of emotionally intense right now in my world. In a good way. Very intense. But I'm looking forward to talking more about that because I've known this was going to be a good year. And it really is shaping up to be a great year. I'm happy, and each day I'm happier. I'm glad I moved back home. And I'm just excited about sharing news about my life, my personal life, the podcast, the book. I got lots of good stuff coming up. So I appreciate you guys. So grateful for this podcast and this community. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. So I hope you have a great week. And I hope you keep coming back. Be nice.
That's our story. I hope you enjoyed the punk rock hour. And we have one last piece of music for you. It goes like this.
Thank you.